I thank my God every time I remember you in prayer. I constantly pray for all of you with joy, because you have shared in the preaching of the gospel from the first day until now. I have no doubt that the one who began this good work in you will complete it on the day of Christ Jesus. The Word of God. We just celebrated the feasts of All Saints and All Souls. This week, there are two special Dominican feasts. Today is the feast of all the saints of the Order of Preachers. And tomorrow, we'll celebrate the deceased sisters and brothers of the Order. These saints, these women and men who have walked with us and gone before us, have left us a legacy, a part of themselves. We are drawn to their goodness and desire to imitate their gifts. Today we are called to reflect on their lives and see how we are richer because of them. You may have heard of a Norwegian legend that before a soul is united with a body, that soul is kissed by God, and during its life on earth, the soul holds a powerful memory of that kiss and relates every life event to it. God's original kiss lives on in the words and actions of that person. Actions that heal and support and forgive another. Today we celebrate our Dominican sisters and brothers who have been kissed by God, named saints, and with whom we share the joy of preaching the gospel, as our scripture reminds us. Saints like Rose of Lima and Albert the Great, Catherine of Siena and Thomas Aquinas, Agnes of Montepulciano and Martin de Porres, Jordan of Saxony, and Cecilia and Diana and Dominic. There are many other people in our lives who are saints, even though not yet given that title. People through whom God's original kiss is very visible. They are a reflection of God for us. They share in the preaching of the gospel by their actions each day. I think of Agnes, one of my siblings, a two-time cancer survivor, whose feet don't work so well, and whose thick, beautiful hair probably won't grow back, and whose joy and gratitude for life are unprecedented. Agnes has been kissed by God. I think of Cindy, one of the incarcerated women at the prison where I minister. Cindy is serving a life sentence, has a disease that is progressively taking away her ability to walk, and who is the cheerleader for the women on her unit, making them smile and laugh when life is terrible. Cindy has been kissed by God. I think of Bill, a hospice colleague who works with children who have experienced the death of a family member. His quiet, loving, fatherly presence is a calming influence on us all. Bill has been kissed by God. God gives us saints and souls to inspire and challenge and teach us how to live. We give thanks today for this special feast in our Dominican calendar, for the special people who have been kissed by God. Let's spend the day looking at our friends and acquaintances and ourselves. Let's notice how they have been kissed by God. And let's notice how I have been kissed by God. May we continue to pray for each other, that we may share in the preaching of the gospel, and that God's kiss may continue by our words and our lives.